Vance to lead U.S. delegation to Pakistan for peace talks with Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance and a team of negotiators are headed to Pakistan for peace talks with Iran. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed in an April 8th press briefing that the Trump administration is sending a negotiating team to Islamabad, Pakistan. The team will include U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor. The first round of talks is taking place on Saturday morning, local time. This will come just days after Iran and the United States agreed to a deal that secured a two-week ceasefire. However, recent public comments about the ceasefire indicate that Iran may make the talks contingent on a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. At least 112 people have been killed, and 837 others were injured when Israel launched strikes on April 8th in Beirut, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The strikes have hit the central part of the country's capital city. "We are fighting Hezbollah, not the people of Lebanon," a spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces said in an X post on Wednesday. Lebanon said that it believes it was included in the ceasefire deal between the United States, Israel, and Iran on April 8th. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Navi Berri told Arabic-language international outlet Ashark Al-Assad that the deal covers the fighting in his country and that Israel is violating the agreement. Berri said he contacted Pakistan to inform the mediators of Israel's failure to comply, asking the third-party nation to speak to Washington about applying pressure on Israel to end strikes on Lebanon. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said on April 8th that the United States and Israel had violated Iran's 10-point proposal, which he said Trump had called a workable basis on which to negotiate the night before. Ghalibaf noted how Israel struck Lebanon on April 8th. He also said a drone breached Iran's airspace near the city of Lahr in Fars province. "Now, the very workable basis on which to negotiate has been openly and clearly violated, even before the negotiations began," Ghalibaf said. "In such situation, a bilateral ceasefire or negotiations is unreasonable." Vance, however, weighed in after the dispute broke out, saying that a dispute with Iran over Israel's continued strikes on Lebanon stemmed from a legitimate misunderstanding on the part of the Iranians. The vice president's comments came after Iranian state media said the nation shut the Strait of Hormuz again. Vance reiterated the administration's position that the ceasefire did not include an end to hostilities in Lebanon. "I think this comes from a legitimate misunderstanding," Vance said from Budapest, Hungary. "I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case." Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif announced on social media the same day that ceasefire violations had been reported to his nation. "I earnestly and sincerely urge all parties to exercise restraint and respect the ceasefire for 2 weeks, as agreed upon, so that diplomacy can take a lead role towards peaceful settlement of the conflict," Sharif said. However, the Prime Minister didn't specify where the alleged violations occurred. Kuwait's military reported an extensive wave of drone attacks hitting its oil and power facilities earlier on Wednesday. The United Arab Emirates also reported missile and drone attacks.